11th parak of Zohim, 3rd Mishnah. Nitaz min atzaver al beged eino ton kibus. Blood came directly out of the neck of the animal onto a garment, does not have to be washed off, because it has to be blood that was in skavel in the kli sharis, in the holy vessels. Min hakeren min hayesod eino ton kibus. It was already sprinkled down the mizbeach. Also, afterwards, if that blood got on a garment, does not need kibus, because already the mitzvah that was supposed to be done with it was done with it. In other words, the only time that there's dan dit kibus is when it was already in this gabel received in this kli kodesh, and it's ready to be used for Zrikas Adam. After, before that, and after Zrikas Adam, does not apply. Nishpach ala ritzpa vasofo eino ton kibus. Not only that, but if it fell, this is a similar idea as we said before. If it fell from the neck of the animal onto the floor, and it was gathered together, also it does not need kibbutz, because that is possible for Zrikas Adam. We learned before that in order to be able to berzerk blood of the korban, it has to be accepted in the kli sharis directly from the neck of the animal. Ein ton kibbutz el adam shen iskabel l'kli. This is the general rule. The adam that needs kibbutz, that needs to be that falls on a garment, and the garment will need the special washing process, is only blood that was received in this kli sharis. V'roi la'zoya, and it's kosher korban that it's right to use for azara. Yeah. Also, it says in the Gemara that roi l'kazar means, the Gemara says that this roi l'kazar means that there's amount of blood in that kli that can be used for azara. If he got a drop in 100 different kelim, then and each kli by itself doesn't have enough for azara, that the dam that comes out of that kli will not be required kibbutz if it falls on a garment. Period. Nitas al o ad shloi hufshad eino ton kibbutz. If it fell on a hide before it was removed from the animal, also does not need kibbutz. But mishahufshad ton kibbutz. Whereas a hide is a type of garment, also a leather garment, it's considered a hide, a potential garment, only after it was removed from the animal. That's the Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The Rabbi Elazar holds after mishahufshad eino kibbutz, even once it was removed from the animal, still it does not need kibbutz, because you did not decide yet if you can use it as a garment or you use it for something else. Ein ton kibbutz ela mokim adam. The only part of the garment that needs to be washed is the place that has the stain from the blood, not the entire garment. It also has to be a kli that can be mekabel tuma, even if it's not completely, you know, if the person has to make a samachshava to start using it. For roi lekibas, it also has type of garment that can be washed, which basically means it's made out of a cloth or a soft leather. But if it's made out of wood or a wooden shoe or a hard leather, that does not need kibbutz.